This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's prime minister on Sunday vowed revenge following a missile strike in central Israel as Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis took credit for the non-lethal attack. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
Despite his pledge to bring hostages home, many Israelis say Netanyahu is simply not doing enough.
He doesn't care about nothing. He cares only about continuing ruling, and he's not even ruling.
Demonstrations against Netanyahu's government aren't new in Israel, but mass protests renewed in recent weeks after the military recovered the bodies of six hostages from Gaza. Israel and U.S.-designated terror group Hamas continue blaming each other for a lack of a ceasefire deal that would include freeing remaining hostages. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
There were rescue efforts after at least 30 people, including three children, were injured when a Russian-guided bomb hit a high-rise residential building in Kharkiv in northeastern Ukraine on Sunday. Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-biggest city, is located near the Russian border and is constantly under attack from Russian bombs, missiles, and drones. Kyiv has said it needs to be allowed to use more powerful Western-supplied weapons to inflict greater damage inside Russia and impair Moscow's ability to attack. Heavy rains have caused severe flooding in Central Europe, affecting countries like Austria, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Romania. The death toll was rising on Sunday. The floods have claimed lives in Romania, Austria, and Poland. In the Czech Republic, four people were missing. The situation was particularly dire in northeastern Czech regions, with mass evacuations underway, as the country's prime minister warned the worst was not over.